advancing pleasure. This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Pershing Auditorium. I am neither Doug nor Daddy. Randy Bushcutter. With me is over half of the Doug and Daddy Show, Big Daddy Tony Davis, and we're coming to you from Pershing Auditorium for today's Doug and Daddy Show. Obviously, we'll be going to be talking a lot of high school basketball. In front of us right now, we do have Axtell and Ravenna in the Class C2 semifinals, and right now Ravenna does have a 6-point lead over the Wildcats. So, Tony, how's your bracket holding up?
Well, you know what? I think it's about what we thought. I don't know if there are any monster upsets yesterday other than the Giltner upsetting Bruning Davenport. Nobody saw that coming in the state. Class A was such a hodgepodge. I think it was throw a dart from the get-go. I don't know that any one of those seeds, you know, I mean, did it matter if you were a two facing the set? I mean, I think those teams were so even all year long. The maybe a little bit of a surprise how close some games were, like a McCook. Nobody expected them to be in the ball game with Ralston, and it was with, 3.5 minutes left, it was a 3-point ball game last night.
Ralston has a little bit of a tradition of playing with their food, though, a little bit. I mean, they were the dominant team. I just think they kind of like, okay, we got to put them away. I thought they put themselves away. I guess if we got to end this, we'll go end this. And Ravenna, I think, Ralston is a class of the class in Class B, I think, clearly. So, you know, I think they're still going to just roll today now that they've got their attention, and they'll roll tomorrow.
Well, you know, when you look at Class C, too, that's where I spent the day at yesterday. All four games, and right away I said on yesterday's show that Freeman really, really impressed me. They continued to impress me this morning. 62-40 win over Fremont Bergen in a game that really wasn't close. And Randy, watching the game, you said, "Oh, it's about an 18-point difference in these teams. They could play 20 times. I don't think Fremont Bergen sniffs one of them. It's just a separation in talent. And the mental kid has 28, followed up by yesterday's 23. He's quicker, he's faster, and he's going to pose a threat tomorrow to whoever faces them. Let's be honest, if Ravenna, who would be the favorite, I guess, in this ballgame, they're not a quick team. He is quick, he is fast, and gets to the basket very, very well.
Yeah, I've talked a little bit about both Axtell and Ravenna. I think maybe Axtell might be filled with better athletes, but Ravenna, I think basketball is such ingrained in the city of Ravenna that the fundamentals and some of those skills, I think Ravenna has an edge, and we'll see if the athleticism for Axtell can help them come back in this when they're down by 6 here with about 1:10 to go in the first quarter.
You know, kind of crazy thing about this game, there's only 3 seniors. There's 2 for Ravenna, Eric Johnson and Adam Mingus, both fine players that will be missed. But there's an awful lot of young kids and talent coming up on this team. For Axtell, Brock Peterson, who decided to go out, he's a football player, no doubt about it. Brock will tell you that. But he wanted to be around his buddies, so he decided to go out. And, he's getting some minutes. He is the lone senior on this Axtell Wildcat team. So 3 seniors plus people out there. I did not realize this till after the game. There were 2 accidents, one involving a high school kid in Kearney, tragically ended in a car crash last Saturday night. Justin Balfany died in a car crash. I did not realize till after the game the sophomore out here, Bryce Runge, was the one following him home. It has been a long, long week at Axtell Wildcats. A lot of emotion this week in Axtell Wildcat Ville, if you will. And I think people, you know, I think yesterday after the game it was more of a relief that, you know, maybe for a little bit his mind was off of that and what transpired. For Ravenna, Mark and Cindy Malbach on their way into the celebration of the girls' tournament, Mark is really banged up in the hospital at home right now. Still with us, thank the Lord. So there's a wreck over there that had a lot of emotion for a event involved this week. So there's things going off the court that make the basketball kids maybe a little bit irrelevant. It kind of grounds you.
Yeah, it gives you that perspective. It is what it is. I mean, we're all big fans of high school sports.
Absolutely.
And all the things that it grows and develops in young people. And as a fan, we enjoy going to them. But it does put things in perspective. And Justin, also a tennis player at Kearney High.
You're a teacher at Kearney High, obviously.
Yeah, it just touches a lot of areas in volleyball sports and obviously high school athletics. And it does put things really... in a perspective. In this game right now, a 10-point lead for Ravenna as they've kind of opened things up. Axtell actually jumped out, scored the first 5 points of the game, and so from that point, it's been a 19-4 Ravenna run since the early stages, and right now it just almost seems like Ravenna is really, like they did in their sub-district matchup, really kind of taking control right now.
Nothing flashy. You don't look out there. That's one of their teams. They don't do anything fancy, Randy, and all of a sudden you look up, oh, they're ahead by 10? How'd that happen? They run their offense, and all of a sudden somebody spots up, a backdoor cut right there. The little Bronick goes in for a layup, now a 12-point lead. They just run that offense. They're so patient with it. It's so many people in motion. You lose track of one, and boom, it's over for two or a three-pointer. Oh, there's a three-pointer at the buzzer by Bryce Runge, a fadeaway sideways shot. What a circus shot that he buries to end the first quarter.
And give Axtell a little bit of a boost in the arm, something that they kind of need right now, down by 9, even with that three-pointer. So, again, if you keep scratching, keep fighting, things might just kind of bounce your way, and that was kind of the case for Axtell. Obviously, they earned that.
That's the problem with, you've got to give yourself, it's kind of one of those things when you're playing a Ravenna team, you've got to give yourself an opportunity down the stretch. If the thing gets out of hand, if Ravenna's able to extend this lead, it could be a long, long morning for the Axtell Wildcats. But if they hang around and build on that momentum, what a great shot in the first quarter.
Hey, Daddy, look what the cat drug in. Josh Sheldon from NTV joining us.
What are he's going for?
I'm very unbiased today, guys. I may be wearing a purple shirt, but that's nothing. It just happened to be the only thing in the closet.
Purely by accident, being an Axtell grad and all. Yeah, purely by accident. I just want to point out, I'm not that impressed that you're a sports director at NTV because anybody can get that job. I'm just saying it's not too hard to get that job.
From one professional to another, huh?
My pay was semi-professional. I don't know about you. Back when I worked there, I got paid weekly, very, very weekly.
Well, I'm happy to report not a lot's changed, but great game so far. I think Ravenna is doing kind of what people thought they were. They just look a little more organized than Axtell, and I think Axtell realized if they quit trying to shoot the long ball, drive in as they have, then they'll be okay. But right now Ravenna just looks a tad bit quicker, a tad bit more organized, and I think that's why they have a 9-point lead right now.
I keep thinking of the movie Remember the Titans. I mean, this is as effective as Novocaine. It just slowly will just lull you to sleep, and you look up, and you're like Daddy was saying, you end up, you're down 10, 12 points, and it's like, how did that happen? And that's exactly what Ravenna will do to you night in and night out.
Well, it doesn't help when you got Connor Baronic all alone there. We saw the sub-district finals. He kind of torched, and I'm sure you guys have touched on it, but he kind of was the nail in the coffin for Axtell sub-district final chances. And
it was six three-pointers that night.
Six threes, that's
21
ridiculous.
Points or something.
And
let's be honest, I was calling that game with Doug, and I said, he's burying him from the South Arby's in Kearney. that night. It's like,
leave it to Daddy to think of food and basketball at the same time.
Yeah, well, food and whatever. You can just the other blank gets filled in. It's not the food part that changes.
Josh, a lot of basketball yesterday. Can you single out any individual players? I said the Mensel kid wears number 23 for Freeman's, the one that really, if they had one player, there's no doubt that he's. I saw him all down here. I got to say that he's the All-State captain.
He's not the biggest guy you're going to find, but, man, is he quick. I mean, just it seemed like he could just run a step quicker with the ball and make those layups. And he not only could he make that layup, he's good at distributing it as well, I think, as we saw there.
He looks like a heck of a player, and I don't know if he's getting any college recognition from anyone.
28 points, and I got to say that 22 of them were from 2 to 4 feet.
Right.
He just gets out ahead and runs, and he's just faster than everybody else.
And one other thing that really impressed me, he did get picked from behind, had the ball stolen from him. He had it back in his hands within 4 seconds.
Yeah.
I mean, he just went back around, didn't reach, didn't commit a foul, didn't do anything foolish, and he just came back. And a lot of times a kid will commit a foul out of frustration. Nah, I'll just go get the ball again.
You know, guys, I haven't got a chance to see Shadron this year. Randy, you have.
I've seen him 3 times.
Okay. You've got a 6'11 kid. He had 4 points and 5 rebounds. There's a lot of talk. You know, do we keep him in? You know, do we keep him in state? And does Nebraska get him? If you're playing in C1 basketball, I see the 14.5 point average. I gotta wonder. I gotta think that Colorado State, Wyoming, Montana, Division I interest. I don't think Jim Calhoun's beating down the. I just think. You know, for fans out there, 6'11", have you saw him? And a lot, you know, last night, that was a talk. When have you saw this kid? And just, I'm not sure that Doc Sadler and Dane Altman, who were both in the game, I'm not sure there's an off factor there that maybe people – I think he's only a junior.
Yeah, and in Grand Island, Doc Sadler was at that game as well, came back from
Missouri,
the game against Missouri, which let's not talk about that. But when he came in, so he's seen him a couple times in person, and I think there's some interest there. Obviously, Sadler can't talk about it through the recruiting process, all that other stuff. To me, there has to be another factor in there in terms of him thinking that he's going to be a Big 12 center. If Elliot Eliason is a Big 12 center, I need to meet his dad. I need to see how thick that guy is.
Yeah.
Because he's just not strong enough physically. He's not gawky. He's not uncoordinated. He has some basic fundamentals. He has some of that, but he's not a strong enough, physical enough presence to really warrant, I think, a Big 12 scholarship. And so maybe dad's 270. You know, maybe dad's pretty thick. But it's short of that,
First off, there's no excuse for a 6'11 center to only have 4 points in a state basketball game. That's just ridiculous. That's like Big Daddy only having one plate on Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
That's just absurd. It shouldn't happen.
You got to elevate your game.
He was in foul trouble. This is the biggest stage. You're in foul trouble, but you're a good foot over everyone else.
Well, he had foul trouble in the game against Kearney Catholic in the district finals. You know, you're getting in foul trouble in the biggest games of the year. Now, that says something, too, doesn't it?
Well, first of all, congratulations, Don Leese, because I'm going to tell you, just year in, year out, that guy, I'm just going to say, does more with less talent. Let's be honest, he hasn't had an overabundance of talent, and he finds a way. Those kids compete awfully hard, and they just play their butts off for him, and one of the fine coaches in Central Nebraska, and there's several of them, but he's one of them.
I would agree. I've always been impressed with what he's been able to do. You go back to his state championship year a few years ago, and that it wasn't even his best coaching job that he's had in the last 10, 15 years. I mean, he just year in and year out, his kids play hard, and they're ready to go, and they're always fun to watch, and they always play the same style, but they still fit within the personality of who's out there.
Well, they understand their role so well. I think, you know, it's a lot of times, hey, I want to be the scorer. Some of those kids understand they're not the scorer, and they accept that role, which you don't see in a lot of teams.
Josh, let's talk a little bit over the course of the season. What games have you been to that you kind of really remember that stand up? It's time to kind of start wrapping up the basketball season, unfortunately.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Unfortunately, my mind is playing a little bit of blanks on me, but I can just go back from the last few days that back to what Daddy was saying as far as impressive players. I know maybe not in the Power 99 ESPN 1460 viewing area. Hayes Center had a kid, 45, I believe his name is Matt Goal, and he looked really impressive to me. He was nearly blocking everything Litchfield was trying to throw at him last night at Lincoln Southeast, and the kid could just run, and for a big man, he really impressed me quite a bit. But
I gotta throw this in. Hayes Center from out in one of those areas that, you know what, you don't know. A lot of people had Litchfield, hey, you know, played probably a better schedule, you know, night in, night out. You don't know. Hayes Center played the same teams 3-4 times. Okay, maybe they're – but, boy, they just smoked 87-40. Litchfield never in that ball game.
Yeah, and, you know, I grew up out west. I grew up going to, you know, Republican Valley, a school that's now called Southwest. That gives you an idea where they're located. And you just never, it was a big deal back in the early 20s when we were, you know, playing high school football to have MTV was going to come out. MTV was going to come out, and they were going to do a profile of us.
They still had leather helmets, didn't they?
Yeah, well, the no face mask, which explains a lot. That's why I now have a face for radio.
Oh, man.
You know, and it was a big deal. Those schools out west, I mean, they just don't get the media attention. And I'll be honest with you, I think Omaha World Herald's trying to make up for it a little bit in where he has Chadron rated in the all-class top 10. I mean, I really do. I think it's a makeup call.
Well, I got to think that Chadron is going to have all they want and more with Bennington and the team that handled Minden last night.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Daddy. I think a lot of people are maybe looking forward to a Chadron and St. Cecilia matchup, but that might be the most unpredictable class out of all of them, Class C1. St. Cecilia and Pierce, that's a toss-up, I think. Pierce is the only team to beat St. Cecilia this year. Chadron, we just kind of talked about, maybe a little overrated, and Bennington looked awfully good last night against Minden.
Yeah, I'm not going to go after seeing St. Cecilia play a quality team like Ralston at the Heartland Hoops Classic. I'm on the bandwagon. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid when it comes to St. Cecilia. I think they're the best team in the class, and I saw them. I saw Chadron at the same tournament play GICC, and to me, St. Cecilia was the most impressive team that stepped on the floor in Grand Island that day.
Just another note here. We haven't hit on this in Class A Southwest. Lincoln Southwest has advanced to the finals with a 60-58 win this morning over Omaha Bryan. So there'll be a Lincoln team back in the state finals for the first time in a while. And you know what? 23-2 now. One of those teams on a winning streak and just playing their best basketball of the year.
Just had another charge call here in this game on Axe. Still, I think that's the third or fourth charge in this first half alone. A lot of things going the way in favor of Ravenna as far as the whistleblowing is concerned, but not to make excuses.
Yeah, but they're only says the guy wearing the purple shirt. Josh Sheldon, Big Daddy, Randy Bushcutter with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ravenna right now with a 9-point lead, 2:42 to go in the second quarter here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And can you stick around a little bit longer?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back and talk more high school basketball as we continue the Doug and Daddy Show after this commercial timeout.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost.
Marketing is everything that touches your customer. Working as a contracted marketing team, Apex Advertising will use tested and proven marketing strategies to reach your business goals. We will save you time and money while increasing your marketing confidence and success. Call today for your free customized plan. Call 308-698-1185. Apex Advertising of Kearney, 698-1185. Increasing marketing results, not budgets.
When it's an occasion that matters, call the event specialists at Country Catering. Delicious, beautifully presented food, professionally served. From black tie formal affairs to a simple picnic party, we'll work with you to make your event a wonderful memory. Create your own menu for a sit-down dinner or assemble an appetizer buffet line. We can serve any group from 25 to 1500. Country Catering promises to make your special day the best it can be. For your next event, call Country Catering of Litchfield or go to www.countrycatering.net. We cater to you.
Right now, Kearney Yamaha invites you to get out. Get out and ride, that is, at the Kearney Yamaha Get Out and Ride event. That's right, you can save big money on super tough Grizzly utility ATVs. The 700cc Grizzly comes with fuel injection, water-cooled, fully automatic transmission, along with push-button four-wheel drive and power steering. Or maybe you want to go smaller with the 450 Grizzly. It has the same features and comes with high-low range and independent suspension. No matter what size of utility ATV you're looking for, the Yamaha Grizzly line of ATVs has the perfect machine for you. And right now, during the Get Out and Ride event, all ATVs are priced right to move.
This is Dusty at Kearney Yamaha, and we have every model of Yamaha Grizzly ATV in stock and priced to move. Stop by Kearney Yamaha today or check us out on the web at KearneyYamaha.com.
Don't forget, Kearney Yamaha has changed their hours for the season. Now open until 6 weeknights, noon to 5 on Sundays. Years of experience and huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80.
Hello, I'm Arlen Gangwish, owner of Laser Tech of Nebraska. With the changing opportunities in document technology, Xerox and HP have enabled us to bring to you the most cutting-edge solutions available. We pride ourselves in putting the customer first, no matter what the need. Being a Xerox and an HP business partner, we have all the resources to bring you big savings. Give us a call and let us begin showing you the money.
Another Super Six, the state championship ball games from every class this Saturday on ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM. Plus, get updated scores and brackets by clicking on ESPNSuperstation.com anytime during the tournament.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies will develop across the area today with a high temperature around the mid-40s. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll then see clear conditions tonight at a low of 22 with southwest winds 5 to 10, up to 56 for high Saturday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
We're back live from, I passionately refer to it as the dump here in Lincoln, the Pershing Auditorium.
You're just upset that there's no hospitality room.
Well, I'm upset about that, too, but what a pit this place is. I'm amazed every time. Hey, maybe
it's called character, Daddy.
No, is that what it is? Okay, character. Call it what you want. I call it the dump. You know what? Maybe you're not down in state basketball. Maybe you're following the March Madness as championship week rolls on the tube, and not a better place in town, whether you're in Kearney or Grand Island. This is a chicken coop. 12 flavors of wings await you. Try the ribs, try the chicken tender hoagie. Great array of salads. The chicken coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Derek's a Jamaican jerk fan, and I'm more of a Honey Dijon barbecue fan, but they've got it all at the chicken coop. 15 high-definition TVs await you. Hey, they have all the games on tomorrow. You can watch the high school games. You can follow Championship Week. Watch the selection show at the chicken coop, Kearney and Grand Island.
Jalapeno garlic.
Oh, you're a jalapeno garlic.
Oh, yeah. I go with the pizza, pepper jacaroni, drunk Italian. You can't lose.
Yeah. Well, that's not bad.
If you're not sweating, you're not eating.
That's my philosophy when it comes to the jalapeno garlic.
I hear every once in a while they have it tuned to Channel 13 out there.
Oh. Big fan. Big fan.
Right. You know, in the 10 o'clock to 10:30 time range, you know, I heard. Maybe just 10:20 to 10:30.
Yeah, I've been there after football games. Yeah, I've seen you there.
You haven't really been there, but you know what I'm saying. I've seen you there.
Well, the game rolls on 31-21. Ravenna leads here by 10. 1 minute left in the first half, and you know, I wouldn't be surprised. There's not many teams out there that are comfortable with a minute left on the clock to get the last shot. Ravenna, it can be one of those teams. They just keep running this offense, keep running this offense. Now they're going to find a way and get a shot here to go. So they'll have a 12-point lead now.
Well, you can't complain on the make. Mingus, I thought, shot a little early, but he ended up getting a good look.
He might be one of the quickest point guards in their viewing area. Just so quick to the hoop and distributing the ball. I think he's one of the best. And it'd be fun to see what he does at the next level if he decides to go that route.
Yeah, Mingus is one of those well-rounded athletes. Always, you know, he plays so hard. That, you know, 32 minutes, he's, you know, it's not one thing that Coach Veronix, you know, he plays hard, and that's what Coach Veronix preaches. As long as you're going, you know, as fast as you can go, Coach Veronix is going to, you know, going to let you do that, and then he's not going to say a word to you.
I don't think I've seen any more guys hit the floor harder than he does. He's getting on the floor, diving after balls. It's what basketball's all about at the high school level.
Axtell had a fairly good look at the basket on the baseline, and Fahrenbrook can't hit it essentially at the buzzer, so it is Ravenna 33. Axtell 21 at halftime. Of course, you can hear the full coverage of the game on our sister station, Power 99. Of course, all six state championship games will be tomorrow here on the ESPN Superstation in central Nebraska. We'll have all six games for you beginning bright and early tomorrow morning at 9:30, and the last game scheduled for a tip-off around 9 o'clock. Josh Sheldon from NTV. I was always, back in the early 20s when I did that job, it was always tough to kind of end the basketball season. You were always kind of glad because, I mean, there was a lot of hours involved in that. Looking back on the season, some of your fonder memories or what kind of comes to mind?
One of the games, I guess, in particular that comes to mind is the Lou Platt Finals. They played that in Ravenna. It's Loop City and Ravenna, and those teams have had so many battles and just two good teams that like to go at it. One of the best moments of the season, Jordan Smith three-quarters of a court shot. And Loop City looked like they might run away with it a little bit, but, you know, credit to Ravenna. They came back and won that Loop Platte Championship. Just a fun game all around to watch. Of course, every Friday night, it's always a rush. There's so many games that I think come in and come and go that, you know, it's hard to pinpoint just a particular few.
Yeah, just kind of funneling all that information, too. There really is a charge to it. Daddy?
You know, I think just following Hastings St. Cecilia probably in the talent level, and you hear coaches talk about this team. And I said yesterday that, you know, I talked to an area coach that says, Tony, this team is five times better than they were last year. They can score with anybody in the state. He thought that they, Class A, B, C, he said that they will contend for any title. And you know, he was one of those people who said, hey, Pierce is not going to come close. He was a firm believer. He stated that. He said they are just overmatched talent-wise with everybody in the state. One of those groups of kids that doesn't come along too often, but it has here.
Well, they did match up earlier in the year. So it'll be a great matchup in the state semifinals, as obviously that would be the game St. Cecilia would like to win against Pierce. And isn't it ironic, those two schools always run into each other in basketball, in football. They always have to climb over, they have to go over the top of each other to reach those ultimate goals. And, again, that's not any different this year.
Heck, they could probably have an epic battle in a game of soccer.
Well, they could, yeah. Yeah, definitely could.
Well, so, you know what, we're hitting all over the place here. But Beatrice, 34-33. Yeah, that had to be exciting.
So Shawnee State, 31-0 on the season in women's basketball, struggling right now with Hastings. It's 40-39, 15 minutes to go in that game. And, again, there's coverage for you on our Hastings station. So the Lady Broncos,
30, I believe,
yeah,
KHAS
has that game. And, again, later today, KHAS will also have coverage of the St. Cecilia Pierce game that we were just talking about.
Also, a halftime score from Class A, Omaha Creighton Prep. Well, not Omaha Creighton Prep. I guess it's just Creighton Prep. I guess Creighton Prep would lead.
Lincoln, well, they are holding up my Omaha bet that I have for about 10 bucks with a friend of mine. I said that an Omaha team was going to win it. I said that like 2 weeks ago. So they're all I got left now. So let's call them Omaha Creighton Prep.
26-16, excuse me. So once again, that Class A basketball continues to produce points. Lincoln Southeast was 16 of them at the half.
Speaking of Omaha teams, what happened to Central this year after the run they've been on the last 2-3 years? It just kind of fizzled out.
Yeah, I always kind of expected them to implode because they've done it so many years for a while there, and then they finally, you know, learn how to play and be a little bit more disciplined, but yet still play their styling and get after you. And I just think they had the wrong game at the wrong time, and just that exactly happened to them. By the way, when I made my Omaha bet, I was hoping Central would be one of those teams that made it down, because I thought they could have done some damage here if they had been able to make it.
You know, Josh Jones was only there 7 years. They couldn't get anything. Josh Jones make you look awful good year in and year out. You get a player of his caliber.
Still, an all-time best game I think I've ever been to, let alone have the privilege of broadcasting, was that overtime thriller that they had with Bellevue a couple years ago. And literally the state championship was won by the JV players because everybody else had fouled out, which kind of can help us make that transition into a discussion of Syracuse and UConn from last night. But if that was the best high school game I think I've ever been to in my life. This year, I think my second, you know, 1A is probably the Shatter and Kearney Catholic District Final, and mostly because what was on the line and just how well that game was played. But I think for energy and for excitement and just quality of basketball, for me it was the St. Cecilia-Ralston game at the Hartland Hoops Classic. That was the best game I went to. But you have to make it 1 and 1A with that and Kearney Catholic Shatter.
Yeah, I think Keno does a great job, and it's great to see those matchups that he's been able to put together. You know, I think, I don't know if it's official yet, but I've heard rumors that Axtell next year will have an opportunity to play in that versus a Ewing team. So, you know, there's one of those matches, a little bit out of class, and you're looking for those quality opponents throughout the year. And let's be honest, there's some teams that Axtell plays that aren't good. I mean, there's no other way about it. And those quality points, you got to have them if you're going to make that run and put yourself in a position to obtain one of those two wild cards.
You know, you put pressure on yourself and you find out where the cracks are. So,
you know,
the coaches can put the spackle on it, make the adjustments and make the improvements that you need to, because you're going to run into that when you make it into Lincoln.
I was just going to add, I think what, you know, Coach Baranek has done for Ravenna has just been absolute genius in scheduling you know, those opponents. He went through that stretch of the Heartland Hoops Classic, and, you know, I think he played St. Paul at one point, Archbishop Bergen. He's just seen some really, really stingy opponents in the late season. I think that's really prepared them well for this type of thing. I think he's will even admit that that was kind of part of the plan, to get those games in. You might not win them all during the regular season, but it's sure going to make you ready for a run in the state tournament.
And a lot of coaches, again, I'm from the western part of the state, you just – you're not going to be able to travel to Fremont to take on Bergen if you're out in the Sand Hills. I mean, you're kind of limited what you can do. I thought Burwell did a nice job. They didn't get the tough test at the Heartland Hoops Classic, but I was impressed with Burwell. I think they were looking to do something like that as well. Geography will limit you in some of the schools that you have in your viewing area.
You're right, though, Josh, when you bring up Adams Central, Loop City, St. Paul, Adams Central, Archbishop Bergen. You know, those boom, boom. But, you know, you're taking all those, hey, it's tough to get through that unscathed. And, you know, when you're playing up like Ravenna is, what's Adams Central's Class B now?
Yeah.
So those are points that maybe aren't going to kill you if you lose those games. You know, and they're testing you at the same time, making your team better. And I think, you know, that's important too. Where if you're playing down and you get beat, you know, their bad loss was probably Wood River, 56-52, a game of Paul Brown, I'm sure, would like to have back, and, you know, stay. But the other losses they've got, Minden, St. Paul, Adams Central, and GICC. I think those are games that are, you know, you're going to take those losses.
You can text Seth Denny if you'd like to.
I think he's still a little bitter at McCook. Team fell player. A little to Ralston last night. How's that for entertainment, Denny? I hope you're listening.
obviously he is. You know, right now, and I'm thinking you should do a height joke of some sort with Seth Denny, because it takes two of them to make one of you. That's all I'm saying.
You know, everyone always thinks we're the same height. This, you know, my chair's way low, Seth's way high, so, you know, we're equals.
I think he suits circus animals. I'm not real sure. But why am I picking on him? He didn't text me.
I appreciate you standing up in my defense, though.
How many? I did not realize Seth Denny, what a player he was. He held almost every 3-point record until this season.
This season, one of our athletes of the week, Connor Larson. Yeah, he just went off one game, and
Seth was. I hate to now that I've done that to him. He was a heck of a ball player. You saw him play as well, just very quick, and he could release it awful quick and had a nice stroke. So
Seth and maybe one of the other most prominent voices in the Kearney community, Rich Broderson, playing on the same team at McCook High.
The points came from Seth. But,
you know, guys, I found it interesting last night being out and about. You run into coaches, you run into officials, and you say five players when you think of the state tournament, and the names you hear, obviously being around some Axtell and Minden people, Crail Bauer's name came up from back in the day. But, you know, Stu Possible's a little coming up with Bernie Embody. Everybody, he was the player that hit the shot versus Lincoln Pius from Wahoo.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody from Wahoo, Jason Glock. And that name came up several times just because Jason Glock was down here for 4 years, played three games every one of those years. But Bernie Embody was the name that got brought up, was one of those, you know, one of those names that you don't hear every day, but and one of the memories from state tournament a lot of people have. I said, you know, if you go back to kind of my era, the things that come to mind are John and Jay Spearman from Sutton, Jeremy Kildare's 52 in the first round against Lexington was an amazing performance. You know, players like that, obviously Woolridge's 50 in the finals was amazing too.
Yeah, and I actually was at that game working for NTV at the time. It was very impressive. To me, I've been coming to the state basketball tournament since 1982. You can do the math if you like, but I've been coming here since 82. You're doing the math. Okay, that's good. a guy named Bill Jackman,
Grant.
Oh my goodness, he put on a show, and that's one of those things that's got me hooked. And coming to the Boys State Basketball Tournament every year.
Just one of the more recent ones too. Just last year, Wes Eichmeyer from Archbishop Bergen. I mean, I haven't been doing it as long as you guys, obviously, but he was every bit of impressive of the players I've seen so far.
What does he mean, obviously? All right, let's let that one go.
You know, Anthony Harms, Philly.
Yeah.
You know, people remember the performances he had. I think, you know, you go to different areas, and obviously the names that get brought up. Obviously, Stu, more of a Class A guy, mentioned names, which, you know, I did not remember. Right. You know, depending on your geography, the state tournament means different things. The people that have had performances.
That's one of the great things about it. Hey, we need to take a break. Josh, appreciate the time. You have to actually do work. I realize that.
I could probably go another segment. I mean, we still got plenty of time in this game for me to go do some more highlights. I'll stick around if you guys will have me. I'm kind of having fun.
Let's give away hockey tickets.
All right, let's do that.
Hey, caller number three, right now as we head into this break, 4-pack of tickets. The Green Bay Gamblers come to town tonight to face the Tri-City Storm. You just got to be caller number three. Not that difficult. 1-888-455-3776. Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
Today, just about every ad you hear will mention saving you money, yet very few of them offer a really good deal. Well, Sprint's about to change that. Business customers can buy one Motorola i576 for $69.99 and get up to four free. All with Nextel Direct Connect, the fastest national push-to-talk network. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9, only on the Now Network. Fastest based on initial call setup time. Not available on all channels. See Sprint stores for availability. Ends 4/18/09. Subject to 2-year agreement, up to $36 activation, $200 early termination fees. Credit approval and deposit per line. Restrictions apply.
DiGiorno presents DiGiorno-nomics, or how you can win during the big basketball tournament in March. Game time decision. Overpriced delivery pizza or the delicious savings of DiGiorno-nomics. You'll get the mouth-watering toppings and fresh baked taste of DiGiorno pizza for less than half the price of delivery. DiGiorno-nomics. Talk about a number one seed.
For fresh delivery taste without the delivery price, it's DiGiorno.
Less than half the price based on the weighted average non-promoted price and delivery charge of the three leading national delivery pizzas in 10 leading markets.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies will develop across the area today with a high temperature around the mid-40s. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll then see clear conditions tonight at a low of 22 with southwest winds 5 to 10, up to 56 for high Saturday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
XDL doing a nice job here in the early stages of the second quarter, launching a bit of a comeback against Ravenna, but Ravenna with a bucket just moments ago by Mingus to push the lead back out to 10, but good effort here for XDL right now, trying to plant the seeds of a comeback.
Ah, when you're talking about planting seeds this growing season, you talk about Dynagrow. 1-800-652-9298, heading into this crop year, 57 VO7 is the hybrid of choice, rated number one heading into this season. I appreciate it if you would call 1-800-652-9298 because, hey, Dynagrow is where it's at. More acres were planted last year to Dynagrow than ever before. It's going to be for the same point to be set in 09. Dynagrow, the right source for you if it comes to maximization of profitability, and that's what Dynagrow does for your farming operation. Connor Baronic just spotted up. It had to be from 28 feet.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. That'll drive his dad mad, I think.
Well, the weird part is,
And it was right on target.
It was right on target. It's a little short. You're right. That's a conservative estimate, 28 feet.
You had it out there. Hey, we haven't talked about it. We haven't touched on it at all. It's kind of interesting last night, the 6th overtime game. After I was done broadcasting the Minden game last night, a friend of mine, high school buddy, we went out to a little establishment that was, it wasn't exactly a sports bar that we went to, but there was one TV on, you know, over on the side, and I hear this big, oh, you know, the big crowd or whatever, and I look over, the guy just hit the shot to win it in regulation. Well, then there's that roar just a little bit later, they waved it off, and that happened 6 more times. You know, I mean, it was, and it went from there was one little TV that had it on that they start changing all the other TVs, and pretty soon in a non-sports atmosphere, everybody was watching that game. I mean, that was an interesting game to watch in that kind of environment because everybody really kind of got into it. It was incredible.
Well, Randy, I think you said it probably better. It came down to Syracuse's 9th and 10th players were just a little bit better than Connecticut.
Yeah, because you know you had 4 or 5 guys foul out on both sides. You know, and it just basically kind of came down to that. I think Connecticut basically said, you know what, if we win, we got to play again tomorrow.
Yeah.
The heck with that. Yeah.
Now they seem to be, I guess, I think they're number one seed come Sunday probably with that loss. But Syracuse, one of those sneaky teams that Jim Boeheim, this time of year, he's been there before. He's won that thing. He knows how to do it.
And he's got him playing pretty good ball right now, too.
Yeah, that's exactly right, peaking at the right time.
And the Big 12 is a real mess in terms of the brackets with how things turned out. A couple upsets, both Kansas and Oklahoma out. I think Kansas was in pretty good shape to get a much higher seed, but, you know, not now. And I think Oklahoma's chances of getting number one seed have gone away as well.
What's Baylor doing?
I don't know. Not losing. I mean, they're fighting for their life is what they're doing.
Well, would they have been in the NIT? With 5 conference wins heading into this deal?
Yeah, and now they are. You know, now they're an NIT team. If they lose today, they'll still be an NIT team. And
their garden is like freaking All-American at this point in the season.
And if they can somehow pull out 2 more wins, they're taking away one of those seats, and that team like Creighton doesn't get in. I mean, that's what happens when you have these upsets in the major conferences. Those teams that were in pretty good shape, they lose that chance of getting on.
Yeah, those at large, and I.
Yeah, that was it. They just got their feet caught up, and Axtell just turned the ball over, just a little tie up of the feet, and Axtell right now showing a little frustration, and rightly so. They battled back, and now they're still down by 11 with only 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, you keep waiting, and Bryce Drunge hit a 3 to get that from 14 to 11, but. They need stops on the defensive end, and the Ravenna just—they're just so good. I guess year in year out, they've been here before too.
Yeah,
this is uncharted water for the Wildcats,
especially for this team. Of course, they made that run a couple years ago that got to the finals, but these guys are all either freshmen or junior high still. So,
and they're not fading away, you guys. I mean, we're talking they're 9 points down right now with 3:22 to go after that. Layup on the other end of the court.
Randy, I think as you follow basketball the rest of the day, you can obviously hear Giltner and Humphrey St. Francis on the breeze. That's a 7 o'clock go time. And Hastings St. Cecilia will be on 12:30 a.m. As well for you if you're in the viewing area listening to some basketball this afternoon. So those area teams still going. 7 o'clock, Giltner, Humphrey St. Francis. That's 94.5. And Kahos, 12:30 a.m. this afternoon, 2 o'clock. Excuse me, Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Pierce at 2 o'clock at the Sports Center. A game which many people think will be great. Now, hopefully if you're Hastings, you don't really think about that football game with the – oh, they just fumbled again, matter of fact. I know there's a 7-point win for Pierce.
They're going to try to hold on to the ball a little bit better today. Yeah, who knows? They might actually turn it over less today in basketball than they did in football when they played in early in the year. I mean, they actually might.
It could be a possibility. Guys, I think we have a winner of our hockey tickets, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Aaron from Hastings is heading out to watch the Storm take on the Green Bay Gamblers. And a long save by Ravenna, but it goes right to Axtell. And they're calling a charge.
Unbelievable.
Oh, Brad,
that's just a bad call.
And Sean Payne comes up. He's energized, shall we say, running down the other end of the court. It looked to me you're too far underneath the basket to get that charge. So that one might be a bit of a break here for Ravenna. And they're a team up by nine, doesn't need a lot of breaks.
We go back to the winning those tickets. I would have asked a trivia question. The one I would have asked, what was Ravenna's first state championship? And the answer would have come in 1918, the Class D ranks. They held the Seward Blue Jays, I'm assuming they're the Blue Jays still back then, to 2 points. The 1918 state finals, Ravenna 30, Seward 2. Randy was still just a young junior hire back then. He has fond memories.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I hope I never put any of your highlights on, ever. Going back, I can't really remember. I do remember interviewing Tony back in the day, because Tony still has the best quote ever.
Oh, no.
Best quote ever. Best soundbite. It's one of those things. You do the interview, and you go, I got to use that soundbite.
Yep.
And we were talking before the state championship football game for Bertrand, and he said, you know, I think we're training really hard because second place sucks.
I still believe that.
There's just no getting around it.
Well, it's right there. We weren't playing for that little trophy. I wanted the big one on the shelf.
Okay, we need to take another break. Josh Jelvin from NTV, thanks for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Glad to have you here, guys.
All right, good to see you. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Doug and Daddy Show.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
See, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
Get a big deal at the Get Out and Ride event going on this week only at Kearney Yamaha. Hundreds of parts, accessories, and apparel marked down like never before. And if the deals weren't hot enough already, the guys at Kearney Yamaha are donating a portion of the great deals you'll get on apparel and accessories purchases this week to the Kearney Area Children's Museum Annual Fun Drive. Buy leather jackets, chaps, and vests for a low $25. Already have your riding apparel? Then check out the huge selection of bags and luggage priced at 70% off. 40% has been knocked off select bolt-on accessories, and they've got motocross gear priced way below list price. They've even got t-shirts for just $1. Cash in on the incredible savings this week on accessories and apparel and help out the Kearney Area Children's Museum Annual Fun Drive. That's right, a portion of every purchase from this sale will be donated to the Kids Zone Kearney Area Children's Museum. It's the Get Out and Ride event this week only at Kearney Yamaha. Open weekdays 9 to 6, 9 to 5 on Saturday, and noon to 5 on Sundays. Sale ends Saturday only at Kearney Yamaha, just south of I-80.
Hello, I'm Arlen Gangwish, owner of Laser Tech of Nebraska. With the changing opportunities in document technology, Xerox and HP have enabled us to bring to you the most cutting-edge solutions available. We pride ourselves in putting the customer first, no matter what the need. Being a Xerox and an HP business partner, we have all the resources to bring you big savings. Give us a call and let us begin showing you the money.
It's Colin Cowherd. If you're starting a business, like I recently did, you need to know legal stuff. I'm not an attorney, but I'm going to incorporate or form an LLC for legal protection, tax advantages. I could either take the afternoon off, drive to an attorney, or go to LegalZoom.com, answer a few easy questions, incorporate, and save 85%. It was started by attorneys who worked at the top corporate law firms in America. LegalZoom saves you thousands. Over 1 million satisfied customers have used LegalZoom, the leader for affordable, high-quality legal documents. Whether you're starting an S corporation, an LLC, or a sole proprietorship, LegalZoom can help. Just a few easy online questions. LegalZoom can file your documents with the state, give you a federal tax ID number. It's not a law firm. They provide self-help services at your specific direction, and you can save more. Enter ESPN in the referral box at checkout. Visit LegalZoom.com. I use it, LegalZoom.com.
When it's an occasion that matters, call the event specialists at Country Catering. Delicious, beautifully presented food, professionally served. From black tie formal affairs to a simple picnic party, we'll work with you to make your event a wonderful memory. Create your own menu for a sit-down dinner or assemble an appetizer buffet line. We can serve any group from 25 to 1500. Country Catering promises to make your special day the best it can be. For your next event, call Country Catering of Litchfield or go to www.countrycatering.net. We cater to you.
Marketing is everything that touches your customer. Working as a contracted marketing team, Apex Advertising will use tested and proven marketing strategies to reach your business goals. We will save you time and money while increasing your marketing confidence and success. Call today for your free customized plan. Call 308-698-1185. Apex Advertising of Kearney, 698-1185. Increasing marketing results, not budgets.
Hi, I'm Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping in Holdridge and Kearney. I understand that money is tight for everyone, so we want to help you by lowering our 2009 lawn care prices. We can treat a 6,500 square foot lawn for just under $200, and this includes grub control. That's right, we will treat your lawn four times throughout the season for less than $200. Give us a call today and we will give you a free estimate. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. We're Benjamin's Landscaping in Holdridge and Kearney.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies will develop across the area today with a high temperature around the mid-40s. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll then see clear conditions tonight at a low of 22 with southwest winds 5 to 10, up to 56 for high Saturday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Randy Bushcutter, Tony Davis, down live from Lincoln. Of course, Doug Duda calling the Ravenna-Axtell game that is going on as we speak. And I tell you what, it's shaping up to be a really nice week outside. And the folks at Troutman's Quality Meats want you to know that they have the best meat in town for you. Numerous fresh sausages as well as steaks. They have kielbasa, certified Angus beef. A great week to grill out. Also with St. Paddy's Day coming up, a Troutman's corned beef brisket. You've got to try it. So stop by Troutman's today and pick up all of your meats. And speaking of St. Paddy's Day, there's a St. Paddy's gig going on over at Cunningham's as well, guys.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Open bright and early, 7 a.m. to toast the Irish. Join them at Cunningham's. Green eggs and ham, or a green pancake or two. Great Irish music throughout the day from Wild Clover. Get a fresh hot sandwich for lunch or a quick snack. Great drink specials throughout the day, including all your green favorites. We're going to be there as well, special two-hour show. All going on downtown Kearney on the Bricks, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, your 2009 Irish headquarters. Looking forward to that.
And the bracket's going to be filling out today for the boys' basketball tournament. And, Daddy, you have a bracket for some of the insiders for the Doug and Daddy Show as well.
Yeah, go to – you've got to be a super fan if you're going to win any of the great prizes the sales staff has lined up. So go check it out at ESPNSuperStation.com, and there's going to be a link, and it will take you there. It's not a long, arduous process, okay? Just go there and check it out, and it'll take you to where you need to be for all the March of Madness.
Axtell, just a moment ago, had a shot on the baseline, had it fallen. It had been a six-point game. Right now it is 46-38. Axtell making a bit of a comeback. Still plenty of time, 7.5 to go. Axtell inbounding right now. So the end of this game will be on our sister station, Power 99. And a little foul on Ravenna, so the Wildcats are right back in the thick of things with the Blue Jays.
You know, and Axtell fans feeling that they've just finally gotten their first calls of the game. Kind of some mock cheers go out when they finally did get a call. And
they got the block instead of the charge, right, and there was a standing ovation for that.
Yeah, so they're trying to chip away here. It's been a rough game, a really physical game here this second half, but we're in the fourth quarter and, you know, a chance. And I think against a team like Ravenna, that's all you want down the stretch.
Absolutely. And, okay, I got Prep in A. I have I'm going to pick Ralston in B. I'm going to go with St. Cecilia in C1. In C2, I hate to say it, I think Freeman might be the best team, so I'm going to go with them. And in Class D1, I'm a little bit more up in the air with how things are going there, but I'm going to go with Burwell. And in D2, I'm going to pick Haysen.
You know what, Randy? I'm almost with you all the way. I just think Lincoln Southwest is on such a roll right now.
I got $10 on it, so I'm going to prep.
You know what? I like Rolls in Class B, St. Cecilia. I'm with Freeman. I have Freeman all the way. P.J. Quinn at Meade found a way to get by Arapahoe. P.J. Quinn, of course, an old Oxford boy, married to Alicia Steinman. That's an interesting matchup tonight, 8:45 against Burwell right here at Pershing. But I'm going to take Meade, actually. You know what? I think they're the 8th seed. I think he's got them playing real good basketball. You upset Arapahoe by a couple points.
Yeah.
It gives you a little bit of momentum.
They've had a tough schedule. Three of their losses have been to Freeman. KHS, 12:30 a.m. They have coverage of the Hastings College women playing right now against Shawnee State. That was a two-point ball game at the last we knew. Good luck to them as they continue to win. More coverage will be on KHS. Also, this afternoon, KHS will have coverage of St. Cecilia and Pierce on our sister station. And on the breeze, Giltner will be in their semifinal tonight, taking on Humphrey St. Francis. That'll be at 7 o'clock. And, of course, all six state championship boys games will be on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. Daddy, it was fun.
I have really enjoyed it, Randy. We've never done it from this vantage point during a live, two area teams, but I had a good time today in Asheville. Continue to chip away, and there's a putback by Nick Robinson, 46-40. That's as close as Axel's been all day.
Yeah, you can hear the energy in the building.
Yeah, starting to rise.
Hey, turn your stations, turn your TV, your radio over to Power 99 for the end of the game. I'm Randy Bushcutter for Big Daddy Tony Davis and our engineer Derek. Thanks for joining us for the Doug and Downey Show. The Doug and Daddy Show will be back on the air 11 o'clock in the morning on Monday. Until then, see you later.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game on!